This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
This is Eric Michaels, and once again, you have tuned into the eHealth Radio Network and the Children's Health and Nutrition channels. Make sure you connect with us on Facebook to receive the latest programming for your convenience simply at eHealth Radio. Today, we are joined by Ashley Mitchell, mother of two and founder of Good Kid Foods, a brand of healthy, delicious, and low-sugar snack bar for kids. Ashley, certainly privileged to have you with us today on eHealth Radio.
Well, thank you, Eric. It is my pleasure to be here.
And you're more than welcome. The pleasure's ours as well. We certainly look forward to hearing more about Good Kid Foods. So first of all, tell us more about what inspired you to found Good Kid Foods, for starters.
I'm a mother of two kids, as you mentioned, but even before that, have been surrounded by families, children all my life, and it has always been a challenge for the parents to find healthy snacks. Everybody does such a good job feeding their children nutritious meals. But what about the times in between, the snack times, the on-the-go times? And that seemed to be a challenge for parents to find things that were nutritious and satisfying, that didn't counteract all the effort they put in to feed their kids great foods. And so then we had our own kids. And sure enough, I came across the same challenge and looked on the shelves for convenient snacks for in-between meals and was surprised to find that things that were labeled healthy really were chock full of sugar. And that was not something that I thought kids needed with all the energy that they come packed with already and needing to focus in school. So I started making snacks at home, and thus Good Kid Foods was born.
Tell us about your healthy gluten-free Good Kid snack bars. How do they compare to other leading brands?
Well, first and foremost, you mentioned the low sugar. That is our number one positive attribute across for snack bars. If you were to look at some of the leading snack bars on the shelves, they compare to sugar of a candy bar or of a soda. And kids don't need much sugar. And in fact, it is distracting for them and gives attention span problems and focus challenges. So that is the number one. And then while my children don't require gluten-free or peanut-free foods, several of our friends do. So I wanted to make snacks that my kids could share with their friends and take to school. So the gluten-free, non-GMO, and full of vitamins and no peanuts so that they can take them into the lunchroom became a priority for me to make those so that nobody was excluded.
Now, with more than one-third of all American children and adolescents suffering from obesity, many parents are looking for healthy snack alternatives. How is Good Kid supporting this demand?
Well, we feel that by bringing an alternative, and a delicious one at that, to kids everywhere that is affordable as well, will be our contribution. We really want there to be an alternative to high sugar snacks at a low cost. So if you were to pick up a Good Kid bar at a reasonably low price and compare it to a sugary snack, that the price wouldn't be an issue and then the nutritious choice would become obvious. So hopefully parents are becoming more educated with sugar being in the news as a regular nutritious challenge and diabetes for children. Parents are becoming far more educated, and I believe that they're ready for snacks that offer their kids better choices at this point.
Ashley, where can listeners learn more about Good Kid and its delicious, healthy snack bars for kids, and where can they find and purchase them in stores, both retail and online?
Well, Eric, you can always find us at our website, which is goodkidfoods.com. You can find us on our Facebook page. We're always putting updates on new locations and bringing Good Kid stories as well as nutrition information to share with parents all around. So besides purchasing directly from goodkidfoods.com, from us directly, you can always find us at Amazon. And we also are throughout the U.S. in local retail stores, select Whole Foods. So if you come to our website, we can help direct you to where we might find Good Kid Bars locally in your area.
And also, as far as social media handles, invite our listeners to visit there as well and connect with you on your social media platforms.
Absolutely. Thanks, Eric. Please find us at Good Kid, which is one word, Good Kid Foods. And we will love to see you join our Good Kid community as it grows and we can stay connected with great information for parents and kids alike.
And before you go, I'd be curious, what is your most popular seller or flavor so far?
Well, that's a good question. It really depends on who you ask. It turns out parents are just as much fans of our Good Kid bars because they are not just for kids. They are for good kids of all ages. So the smaller children tend to go towards the apple cinnamon. It's a familiar flavor to them. They love that. The adults love our lemon blueberry, but so do kids. That was one we that it turns out kids really love. They like the tart and the sweet together, so that's kind of fun. And then we have our wonderful oatmeal raisin, which is delicious and has good cinnamon flavor. So three options to try if you have picky eaters in your family. Try all three, and no doubt one will be a winner.
I certainly like the sounds of that. You've piqued my interest as well, especially with the lemon blueberry. Wow, that sounds delicious. Ashley, thanks so much for joining us here today on eHealth Radio. It's goodkidfoods.com. Thanks for your time this morning.
Thank you, Eric. I appreciate it. Have a great day.
And you as well. We've been speaking with Ashley Mitchell, mother of two and founder of Good Kid Foods, a brand of healthy, delicious, and low sugar snack bar for kids. And once again, the website of reference is goodkidfoods.com. And this has been Eric Michaels, and you've been listening to eHealth Radio and the Children's Health and Nutrition Channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. And we do thank you for listening. And until next time, enjoy.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.